Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The Spillover, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Raising Cane's is partnering with the big Snoop D-O-double-G to celebrate National Chicken Finger Day. Cane's is giving one free chicken finger with the purchase of a box combo all day on July 27th. Make sure we all got our phones. Set your reminders today, and we'll see you on July 27th at Raising Cane's. Before we dive back into Big Ten Media Days and football stuff, an update from the Open Championship over there in Port Rush in Northern Ireland. Brian Harman leads the way with a score of 8-under. He has concluded his round today, shooting 65, 6-under today for Brian Harman. A little bit lower down the pack is Matt Fitzpatrick. He's tied for third place. He's 5-under on the in the tournament. Rory is 3-under. Scottie Scheffler just about ready to tee off at 9:10. A.M. We are joined in studio by Terrell Farley. Terrell is going to be joining me on the drive here from 9 to 11. Terrell, good morning, my friend.
Hello, Nicholas.
Wow, Terrell.
Hello, Nick.
So Nick's going to be doing a lot of radio. You're going to be doing a lot of radio because then you got your own show, right?
Yes, sir.
You ready to roll?
I'm getting there.
Are you
getting there? Two 12 ounces of Red Bull and an energy pills.
So you got 24 ounces of Red Bull in you.
Yeah, not yet. By the time your show ends, it'll be 24.
I was going to say, because I saw that you threw away one of the cans already.
Yes.
What kind of Red Bull is that? Blue can Red Bull?
Juneberry.
Okay, Juneberry.
Juneberry. Interesting. Right. So 24 ounces of Red Bull. See, this is what I was talking about. It's hard to sound interested.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
why?
I'll get to that later.
I thought you were okay.
Okay, good. 24 ounces of Red Bull, energy pills, and I have a feeling. Okay, energy gummies. Sorry. And then I have a feeling that at some point today, you'll walk over to the counter over at our friends at the mill and say, can I get an energy stinger?
Double.
A double of energy
stinger. That's what I call it. A double shot of lemonade, double shot of strawberry, and a double shot of energy.
Okay.
So there you go.
Farley knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Terrell is with us. He's going to be with you for 2 hours.
That is correct.
Terrell.
It's going to be the second time.
Here's the thing. I mean, you got to help guys out, and that's what we're about at the Ticket. I don't have a problem helping Nick out. I know Nick doesn't have a problem helping me out if something
100%
goes down with Bach. And I want to help everybody. So, you know, the more you can learn from other people, the better you be at doing things.
Yeah, you're getting good. You're smooth on the radio.
I'm trying. You know, I'm not a Sipple or a Nicholas, but
you're smooth.
None of us are Sipple.
You're smooth. I had a rough day today, but smooth. You're smooth. Now, what are you looking for from? You want to ask him about Vegas, don't you?
Yeah, let's talk a little Big Ten Media Days. We're going to talk about this in the next, but that's totally fine as well. I am taking it away from Nebraska for a second.
That's fine.
Is that okay with you, Sipple? Are you okay with that?
100.
Okay. It's your show. I wanted to make sure you're okay with
it. It is my show.
Jake will be back Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm fascinated by the UCLA conversation this week, next week, with not only Coach Foster, Deshaun Foster, but with Nico Iamaliava being in attendance.
Yep.
You know that a large group of people will be following that program around. I'm really fascinated by the UCLA conversation next week.
What do you
week.
Think about that,
And they're
Terrell?
Day three.
What do you think about that, Terrell?
I'm fascinated by the whole thing, especially I'm really fascinated about Illinois. I think they're a team on the rise, but they're not getting enough credit. They have to do it on the football field instead of at media day. I think Brett Venables has a great team over there, probably a playoff team if they could make it. UCLA is going, like Nick said, is going to be the topic with a quarterback who's getting a lot of praise but haven't played in the Big Ten yet.
Not yet, but he played in the SEC, which is pretty
good.
Yeah,
but he had a great defense there. And that's one thing he probably won't have at UCLA, and he's going to have to give it his all.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
Yeah, he will too, though. If you saw the end of, did you see the Tennessee-Ohio State game?
Yeah.
You see the way he was running the ball at the end of that game?
Yeah.
They're kind of out of the game, and he's getting his helmet broke. He's running. Yeah.
Well, he's going to have to do that in the first quarter in the Big Ten. So, you know, especially against these defenses around here. I don't know their schedule yet, but we'll go through it.
Yeah, you guys can go through that.
We can look at that. We can look that up real quick here.
UCLA's schedule. They have a new, while you're looking that up, they have a new offensive coordinator too. So they got to work through a lot.
They hired the guy from Indiana.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct? Sorry. I thought that's why you brought it up.
You got me back.
I got you back.
You got me back.
It's all about getting even.
Yeah, you got
anyway, so UCLA's schedule, they open up. How about this? How about this for a little old Pac-12 after dark action? Ready? Mm-hmm. August 30th at 10 p.m., they play Utah.
Mm.
Ooh, interesting.
Utah at UCLA, that's August 30th,
that's
10
one
p.m.
Loss.
Wow, that's okay. A hidden gem, though.
How about that?
Yeah.
UCLA then goes to UNLV.
Not easy.
Well, Dan Mullen's there. Don't forget.
Two losses.
Dan Mullen's now the quarterback. Guess
you think UCLA's 0-2?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Guess, they could be.
Guess who is the starting quarterback at UNLV also?
Don't know.
Former Michigan quarterback. Alex Orji.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
I'm 99% sure.
And Chief Borders.
Chief Borders is
there. The chief?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yes. So it is Alex Orji at UNLV. The rest of the schedule, they host New Mexico. Then they travel to Northwestern. They play Penn State. They travel to Michigan State, Maryland, at Indiana, versus Nebraska, at Ohio State, against Washington, against USC.
Six and six, five and seven, something like that.
Sounds like that.
It's a come up. You're getting better.
They're getting better. And remember, they came into Lincoln last year and won, and they won. The final score wasn't handily won, but they won that game handily.
It never felt like Nebraska was close to being able to knock them off.
The thing about that game was you have to stop the quarterback. And Nebraska was not able to slow down their quarterback.
Yeah,
and you let their defense get kind of hot at the end of the game. And Dylan Riola couldn't do anything. I mean, mm-hmm. that linebacker, was he a first-round pick last year? I think he was in the top 20. But, you know, you have to play every game the same. And Nebraska has to learn that. And you can't take a team like – you know the most scariest team I'm scared of probably in the Big Ten?
Who's that? Mm-hmm.
And the reason I said this because they're a quiet team.
Who's that?
Is a scared team. Indiana. You haven't heard anything for Indiana.
Cignetti's been quiet.
Been quiet. And a quiet team is a scared team.
Interesting.
Because, you know, if you don't, you see everybody else talking.
Not you know what? Who's quiet, though, Terrell? Nebraska's pretty quiet.
not
pretty quiet.
The last month.
Last couple.
month. Now, two, three months ago, we seen Matt Rhule on the bull. We see Dylan Riola everywhere. We see, you know, I still.
Hey, that bull landed him a couple of recruits.
Yeah, I mean, I got some of the guys, some of the young guys on the team on my TikTok. And these are some dancing guys.
Now, there's some dancers. Yeah. Emmett Johnson's dancing.
Yeah, like, they should be on Dancing.
Ja'Cory Barney's dancing.
Dancing with the Stars.
They're dancing. Ja'Cory Barney, Emmett Johnson, more than anybody.
Yeah, Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee. Yeah. A little bit of that.
I seen him shaking it like a salt shaker yesterday.
TikTok.
There you go.
Yeah, oh. Emmett Johnson has his own YouTube channel.
Well, that's Emmett right. Johnson, if you've seen a video of Emmett Johnson running the heels, instead of, you know, he's serious about it. I mean, you could take away the dancing part, but Emmett is getting himself ready. He's running heels like Derrick Henry.
Is he? Yeah. I wonder what hill he finds around here.
I don't know, but it's on. I got it recorded. It was on my Facebook page.
I wonder where he finds the hill.
But I really like Emmett. I really want Emmett to rush for 1,500 yards.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to happen.
The chance. He's tough. He is a tough runner. That's what I appreciate about him. I just wonder if he'll get the opportunity to run for 1,500. Will they run the ball enough is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would be amazing. I mean, it would be amazing in that I think he ran for 586 last year. Is he going to attack 1,000?
In a part-time role.
Part-time. Yeah. Now, he had 900 and some total yards. But, yeah, let's see what he looks like as an every down back. That's what he's getting ready for.
And the backups. Who's the backups?
There's that part. All right, that's it for the spillover.
Thank you, Terrell. Hey, Terrell, thanks for joining our show.
No problem, Sipper.
Appreciate it.
Listen to my show, too. Back in the Black Shirt, weekdays 1-3.
You know I listen to it.
It's not our show. It's just Sip Show.
I like when you talk about boxing.
It's just Sip Show. Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. July 27th, free chicken finger with the purchase of a box combo all day long. Missed any of the show? Check it out on the podcast page. Sipple, it's been a pleasure as always, my friend.
Hey, Nick, thank you very much.
Yes, we'll see you next week. Yep. There it is. Early break is over. The Drive with Terrell and myself is coming up next here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.